News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Lower the VAT on drink for pubs. That's the call from the drinks industry this morning, and we're joined by the Director of Drinks Ireland, Patricia Callan. Patricia, is this just money for publicans?
It is, and it's very much needed. So essentially what we're looking at is we're trying to bridge the gap essentially between persuading businesses like small pubs, restaurants and hotels around the country to reopen, to hire their staff back in, and then what it's going to take to make them viable. Because we know that under social distancing rules, they are going to be operating at max 50% capacity. They've had a big buildup of debt over the 4 months that they were closed. So actually, it's a big ask for them, a big risk for them to come back and to actually to reopen. So one of the methods in which you can get cash quite quickly into businesses is to allow them to retain the sales that they're actually expending. So at the moment, when you go into a pub, 28% of everything that you buy there is going to the government, because we have one of the highest tax wedges in Europe. And this is a very targeted measure. So if you actually apply and reduce the standard 23% VAT rate as it currently applies in the on-trade down to the hospitality rate, and obviously we hope that that will be moved as well, that means that those companies can actually keep that money, and that will help them to bridge that gap. So we're calling for this on a time-based measure up until the end of the year, because really it's an emergency measure to persuade people to reopen and get people back to work.
Okay, this is something that they're doing in the UK at the moment, where they've reduced the VAT on hospitality services. I think it's from maybe 20% to 5%. You're looking at it from 13.5% down to maybe 9%. There seems to be some scepticism, though, about the possibility of this reduction, because there seems to be a fear, Patricia, that even if you were to reduce the VAT rate on the price of drink in pubs for publicans, that it wouldn't actually increase the footfall, that it wouldn't even get more people into the pub, because it won't be passed on to the punter.
No, I think that they're two different things. So we're looking at the Cyprus model, where they have actually dropped the hospitality VAT rate and applied it to alcohol. In the UK model, alcohol is not included. And bearing in mind, we are not even at the hospitality rate here already. We're at 23%. So we have to get to the hospitality rate. So, for example, in Spain and Italy and other countries that are heavily dependent on hospitality and on tourism jobs, they've been at this forever. They have a lower VAT rate in the on-trade compared to the VAT rate in retail. And that makes perfect sense, because it's a more job-intensive industry. And also there's a higher value in terms of the productivity of the people serving you the drink and obviously the whole experience there. So I think, you know, this is very new, very novel idea. For many years, the Department of Finance here said that it wasn't possible under EU VAT directives. We've established it is. And I think we should seize this opportunity now to be innovative in our thinking. So traditionally, people, as you've just said, would think, oh, well, you lower the price because you've had a lower VAT or excise rate. But we're being very clear about this. It's not a demand issue. It's a constraint. The government has imposed a constraint on businesses allowing in the numbers of people, so they're not going to be able to afford to open.
With an interesting point from Vincent in the business news around 10 minutes ago, Patricia, you may have heard it, and that's the indications that are fairly strong indications coming from government last night, that one of the key elements now of this, the economic stimulus package for July, will be that there will be a further waiver on the commercial rate payments until the end of the year. Is that not enough?
No, it's not. It's not near enough. And obviously, bearing in mind, again, that your rates bill is meant to be reflective of your economic activity. So there has been no economic activity. These businesses have been shut down. And I think the real thing is that we can make this a very short term recession if we act, you know, ambitiously now. It's not like the last time. And again, I was all over that in terms of the last VAT decrease, etc. This is very different.
But is it, though?
And
because
I think
is that not one of the concerns, Patricia? Because there was so much difficulty with trying to rescind on the hospitality VAT rate that was introduced during the financial crisis at that time. There was, you know, people were up in arms about it in the hospitality sector at the time. Is that not part of the fears this time, that it'd be the same if they do reverse it now?
Well, the government can now borrow at 0.3%. 0.3%. If it did that and passed that through into the economy in terms of these direct immediate measures, then by the end of the year, one would hope, again, notwithstanding what's going on with the virus, that we would be back to trading levels, having kept businesses open and jobs intact. It's way harder to recreate closed businesses than it is to sustain those and sustain the jobs that are there, particularly in rural Ireland and particularly amongst young people, which is one of the big things about our industry and one of the big risk factors for the government. So they need to invest now so that they get that rebate at the end of the year.
Yeah, but there'll be many businesses, though, Patricia, will start kicking up then when they're looking to repeal it.
Well, we deal with that at the point. We're at a point in time now where we're trying to persuade 7,000 businesses to reopen.
Can I just ask you, just briefly, we've new figures out from the Guards this morning. We know the country's the top health officials. They're to meet today to consider whether the other pubs, the July 20th pubs, should be allowed to fully reopen. At a meeting this morning, we've figures from the Guards as well. This is Operation Navigation. They carried out nearly 7,000 checks on the licensed premises serving food between 7 last Friday night and midnight on Sunday. Now, the vast majority, they say, 2,759, were in compliance with regulations and licensing laws, but 26, the Guards say, individual licensed premises found to be in potential breaches of health regulations and licensing laws. What's your message to those, the business owners, the restaurant owners and pub owners that are currently in operation that are potentially flouting the laws? What's your message to them if they're going to put the other pubs all in jeopardy?
Well, it's just not acceptable. And we've known this from the very start. It's a big job of work to persuade the consumers to come back out and have confidence, and particularly in our sector. And I think, therefore, everyone has worked really hard to put the measures in place to ensure it's going to be a really safe experience. They follow the HSE guidelines. And the idea that 26, only 26 out of the 2,700 that are now open, bearing in mind only 40% of pubs are open at the moment because the rest of them only serve alcohol, they don't serve food. You know, that is a good outcome in one way, in that it's only 26, but even one is not too risky, and it's doing tremendous damage. So certainly I think the Gardaí should be using the enforcement powers that they have against those people.
Director of Drinks Ireland, Patricia Callan, my thanks to you for joining us on News Talk Breakfast this morning.